And as Des was saying, Saint Thierry and every other saint is likely going to be invoked by the people of Dundalk tonight ahead of that Arsenal game. It's absolutely huge for the town. And our North East correspondent Sinead Hussey has been speaking to some past Dundalk players and fans ahead of tonight's big clash.
This is all, some of my memorabilia from my football career.
It's 57 years ago, but John Murphy remembers it like it was yesterday.
That's the famous programme from the Zurich match.
He was the captain the day Dundalk made history, becoming the first Irish club to win an away match in a European competition. Dundalk had lost the first leg at home, but secured a 2-1 win when they travelled to Zurich.
We went to Zurich. We were completely calm about the situation. We knew we could play better than we did in Dublin. And we came away with a historic victory, winning 2-1, that's still in the record books. And it's something like for myself at my time of life now, it's great to look back on. And it's a wonderful achievement.
So, could history be made again tonight? John Murphy says regardless, this is a special night for the League of Ireland club.
Like, it's going to be a very tough game for Dundalk. We're playing against the elite of the Premier League, you may say. They transferred a man there last week for 45 million, you know. And that shows you the gap between League of Ireland and the Premier League in England. But it's like everything else. This is what every player wants. This is the pinnacle of his career, to meet and play against teams like Arsenal.
The Emirates will of course be empty tonight apart from officials. But there's no doubting the huge support here in Dundalk. Aoife Mullen is one of many fans who would have travelled to London had the restrictions not been in place.
It is a pity, and I know that there would have been a big Dundalk contingent going over to London. We'll have our fingers and toes crossed for December and see how things go then. But it is unfortunate. But as I say, it's a good boost this week and it's a good distraction. I think even for fans that don't necessarily support Dundalk, if they're footballing fans in Ireland, they're getting behind Dundalk. And 2020 seems to be the year that keeps on taking. So if we can get something back, we'll cling on to it and we'll look forward to this game. So there may be a restriction on numbers and celebrations, but there's no limit on support, I don't think.
Dundalk's progression to the group stages of the Europa League comes after their most turbulent season in years. Supporter Donal Sweeney says whatever the result, it's a huge achievement to get this far.
When you think a very short number of months ago, the club was in utter turmoil. And I suppose had somebody then said that the club would be in the Europa League and playing the likes of Arsenal, you wouldn't have believed them. So it's fabulous, really, that this opportunity has come around for the club and the supporters. It's not going to be easy. I suppose all Dundalk supporters will be hoping for a good performance and maybe keeping the score down.
Former chairman and co-owner of the club, Paul Brown, agrees, but believes the infamous Dundalk support will be missed in the Emirates tonight.
The Emirates would like our supporters there, the banter and the noise that our supporters bring. Like, we bring it throughout the league, as everybody knows, and then it would be a fine thing to have it in the Emirates, you know. I think the Emirates might have seen some supporters like that, you know. It's going to be very, very difficult. We have to be realistic here, you know. But at the end of the day, if you can get something out of it, it'll be fine, you know.
Whatever the final score, it's a special night for the club and its supporters. And it's a game 82-year-old John Murphy would give anything to be playing in.
To be honest with you, if I could find me boots, I'd love to be running out there myself. Like, you know, it's a great thrill for the players. You know, they'll never have this again. Like, very, very lucky if they get it again.
He's absolutely right, isn't he? That was former Dundalk captain John Murphy ending that report by our North East correspondent Sinead Hussey. I know we're supposed to be neutral, Mary, but we're allowed to say good luck
to
Dundalk.
We are. Yeah. Absolutely good luck to Dundalk.
It's 9:15.